This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
And a lecture that's occurring here as a part of the Imam Development Academy. And today, Sheikh Ziyad Al-Qais will continue his hadith course. You're welcome to sit around and listen and attend if you would like or inquire about it. Just we would ask after the short khatira. And we have a brother who wants to take his shahada today here again, so we'll do it inshallah. And then we pray sunnah, and then if you want to attend, you're welcome to. If not, then maybe if you want to do witr or you want to chat, and just maybe in the extension up front so that the sheikh can give his lesson inshallah ta'ala. Jazakumullah khair, just as a reminder. This is going to be inshallah almost every night aside from the weekends. يروي الإمام ابن خزيمة في صحيحه بسند صحيح عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم حديثنا collection of ابن خزيمة with the authentic chain of narration, so Abu Huraira, and this is obviously still within the theme of significance of Jumu'ah. And this is what he said, alayhi salam, is a very kind of a comprehensive hadith. It kind of talks about the whole thing. قَالَ إِذَا كَانَ يَوْمُ الْجُمُعَةِ فَاغْتَسَلَ الرَّجُلُ وَغَسَلَ رَأْسَهُ ثُمَّ تَطَيَّبَ مِنْ أَطْيَبِ طِيبِهِ ثُمَّ لَبِسَ مِنْ أَحْسَنِ ثِيَابِهِ ثم خرج إلى الصلاة ولم يفرق بين اثنين ثم استمع إلى الإمام غفر له من الجمعة إلى الجمعة وزيادة ثلاثة أيام. So he said عليه الصلاة والسلام, if the day of Jum'ah comes and a person does ghusl and washes his head specifically and puts on the best of his fragrances and gets dressed in the best of his clothing and goes for Jum'ah and does not move people, لَمْ يُفَرِّقْ بَيْنَ اثْنَيْنِ, he doesn't come and push people away to sit, meaning he sits in an empty area, he's not trying to get up front, he just sits wherever he finds a seat, and he listens to the imam, for if he does all that, غُفِرَ لَهُ, he will be forgiven, this person will be forgiven from the Jumu'ah to the Jumu'ah plus 3 days. Why? Because الْحَسَنَ بَعْشَرَ أَمْثَالَهَا. Right? So if you do that and you perfect your Jumu'ah, then you get 7 days plus 3, 10 more days of forgiveness just for that one day, because every hasan has times by time is tenfold, right? So that's why he's saying this, alayhi salatu wasalam. But he explained what you need to do. It has to be, the sequence has to be taken care of. You have to, the ghusl, the tib, the thiyab, meaning you have to make, you can't do that without prep, basically. You can't do all that if you're, you can't rush all that. You can't rush taking a shower and making sure you dress properly. You come at a time where you're not pushing and shoving and you're listening. It requires psychological and physical preparation, which is what he's trying to explain, alayhi salatu wasalam. يروي الإمام ابن خزيمة في صحيحه بسند صحيح عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم إذا كان يوم الجمعة فاغتسل الرجل وغسل رأسه ثم تطيب من أطيب طيبه ولبس من أحسن ثيابه ثم خرج إلى الصلاة ولم يفرق بين اثنين ثم استمع إلى الإمام غفر له من الجمعة إلى الجمعة وزيادة ثلاثة أيام صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. الحمد لله لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وإليك وصلى الله وسلم.